First, the case for wearing face masks started off a little rocky with little research available early on and some health officials recommending them only for healthcare workers. Months and mandates later, we have more scientific research and studies and facts that support mask wearing. But the path to choosing to wear a mask or not has gotten crowded with perspectives and statements all across the board. Will Cushman is the associate editor of WisConText. He wrote the piece, Face Masks, Wisconsin's Pandemic Politics, and the Limits of Persuasion. You can find that over at wiscontext.org. Will, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Judith.
First, there's been some effort to survey the public about their mask-wearing habits so we can get a better understanding of what's going on. Can you tell us about some of the data for Wisconsin that we've had access to recently?
Sure. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, actually. So the New York Times paid for a survey to be conducted across the whole nation back in July. So this data is a little old at this point. It's about 2 months old. It was from the first 2 weeks of July. And 250,000 Americans were surveyed about their mask wearing habits. They were asked, when you go out in public and you expect to be in close quarters with other people, basically you might not be able to physical distance, such as trips to the grocery store, or the pharmacy, et cetera, do you wear a mask? And people were given options such as never, rarely, sometimes, frequently, and always. And at that time in July, a whole lot of Wisconsin Wisconsinites were actually always wearing face masks in those situations. In fact, it was down to, I think, let's see, in Adams County, so kind of in rural central Wisconsin, mask wearing rates were the lowest. Only one in five residents of those surveyed in Adams County said that they always wear masks in public. As opposed to in Dane County, where the rates were highest, it was about two-thirds of survey respondents said that they always wear masks. And there were a couple other regions that were pretty high, too. They tended to be kind of summer tourist hotspots, so Door County and areas in the Northwoods.
So that's July from the New York Times data. And then there was also the Marquette Law School poll, and there was also then the mask mandate. Did that change anything?
Right. The Marquette Law School poll was specifically asking about support, or at least one in August was specifically asking about support for the statewide mask mandate, which took effect August 1st. And that poll actually found widespread support for the mask mandate. Almost 70% of those surveyed in Wisconsin said that they supported the mask mandate, as opposed to just under 30% said that they weren't supportive of the mandate at that time.
So in some ways, February, March seems like a lifetime ago, but it was actually only about 6 months ago. We were getting different and sometimes unclear and even sometimes contradictory information from healthcare experts, epidemiologists about who should wear a mask, how effective masks were, et cetera, et cetera. What do we know now that maybe 5-6 months ago was a lot less clear?
Right. Yeah. No, you're totally right. At the beginning of the pandemic in February and March, those recommendations for most people to not wear masks were not necessarily based on evidence, but really a lack of evidence. The disease was still really new. Infectious disease researchers didn't super understand how it spread at that point. And there wasn't any good evidence at that point saying that masks were widespread use of masks by those in healthcare settings and in public and those with symptoms and without symptoms would be effective. And now we really know that it is effective to wear masks, at least in terms of cutting down community transmission of COVID-19. We looked at in this reporting, I looked at some evidence that came out over the summer. There's a ton of evidence now from all sorts of scientific journals really supporting the use of face masks in cutting transmission of COVID-19. These are experiments as well as a meta-analysis. So that's a review of a ton of different studies that found that they are quite effective.
We're talking with Will Cushman right now. He is the associate editor of WisContext, and we are talking about his recent article, Face Masks, Wisconsin's Pandemic Politics, and the Limits of Persuasion. And Will, I want to focus in on that second phrase there, Wisconsin's Pandemic Politics. I would say it's actually the United States Pandemic Politics. How have masks and wearing masks become such an incredible hot button issue for people?
You know, that's a really good question. I think face masks aren't unique in the COVID-19 arena in terms of being politicized. It may be that they are highly visible. So your decision to wear a mask or not in public settings is quite obvious, and people may make assumptions about what your beliefs are based on whether or not you're wearing a mask. But I talked to some experts around the state, some professors at UW-Madison and UW-Green Bay who are experts in science communication and health communication and kind of like the effects of media on people's beliefs. And one professor that I talked to at UW-Madison said that COVID-19, while not being necessarily unique as a scientific topic that's been politicized, there are other scientific topics that are very much politicized, such as climate change and vaccines. But she said what's different about COVID-19 is that it was really politicized right off the bat. And a lot of people, most of us were getting a lot of our information about COVID-19, not necessarily from scientists or from the media, but from politicians and from elected officials. And so she said that to her speaks to why COVID-19 and things like face masks are so politicized right now.
Will, in your article, you told the story of one woman in northern Wisconsin who took it upon herself to try to produce as many masks as possible. She gathered other volunteers. She was distributing them. Can you tell us a little bit about her experience? Because I think it really illustrates a lot of what we're talking about.
For sure. Yeah. So she started making masks back in February. And she said that she views COVID-19 as a totally, and face masks as totally a health issue and not a political issue. But she, as you said, started organizing other people in the area to make face masks and distribute them and donate them to first responders and police officers and people, healthcare workers. But then beginning in May, she actually started to receive harassment for her efforts from other people in the community that she didn't know, including threats to her safety and threats to her family's safety. And so she actually started kind of laying low.
And I think we may have lost Will. We will hopefully be able to get him back. I will let you know that we are talking with Will Cushman from WisContext, and we are talking about his piece, Face Masks, Wisconsin Pandemic Politics and the Limits of Persuasion. And I will let you know that on Monday at 4:30, actually, we'll be talking with an epidemiologist and a textile chemist about the best types of masks, the best types of fabrics, and how to clean and care for them, kind of a mask 101. Because even though we have more information available, I think there are still a lot of questions. So that's coming up Monday at 4:30. We'll get additional mask information. And now we have Will back with us. Thank you, Will. So you were talking about this woman who was really trying just to do good for the public health and had a pretty scary response to that.
Yeah. So you were kind of cutting out there, but I think I heard you. Yeah. So the woman I spoke with up in Burnett County. I'm not sure where I got cut off there, but she was making masks beginning in February, organizing a whole bunch of other people in the community, and then she started to receive harassment and threats beginning in May from other people in the community that she didn't know, who she described them as being fearful of masks and fearful of her efforts, and saying that she her efforts were causing them alarm, making people scared unnecessarily, and she was receiving threats to her safety and her family's safety, and to the point where she actually started to lay low a little bit. She continued her work but didn't make it so public.
And Will, this is your third piece on face masks for WiskContext. Are you looking at other mask issues, other aspects of this topic to look into?
Yeah, we are. We're actually going to be continuing to look at the sort of politicization of COVID-19. And in particular, I'm starting to dig into some reporting on misinformation and disinformation as it relates to COVID-19, and particularly COVID-19 data, which there is a plethora of.
Well, Will, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you so much, Judith.
That was Will Cushman, the associate editor of WiskContext. You can find his latest piece titled Face Masks, Wisconsin's Pandemic Politics, and the Limits of Persuasion over at WPR.org/Central Time.